This is episode 123 of UFO Encounters. In this episode, I'm talking about the Broadhaven UFO incident. In the winter of 1977, the quiet coastal village of Broadhaven became the unlikely setting for one of the most intriguing UFO stories in British history. What began as a strange sighting by a group of schoolchildren quickly grew into a wave of reports that captured national attention. Even decades later, the Broadhaven UFO incident continues to fascinate researchers, skeptics, and believers alike. At the centre of the mystery are 14 schoolchildren, a handful of local witnesses, and a series of sightings that some say helped define what later became known as the Welsh Triangle. Broadhaven in the 1970s was the kind of place where little out of the ordinary ever seemed to happen. The village sits along the rugged coastline of Pembrokeshire, a region known for dramatic cliffs and quiet beaches, rather than unexplained aerial phenomena. Life moved at a steady, predictable pace, and the local primary school reflected that calm rural routine. But on a cold February afternoon in 1977, the normal rhythm of the school day was interrupted by something none of the pupils would forget. The event took place on February the 4th at Broadhaven Primary School. During their lunchtime break, a group of children were playing outside near the edge of the school grounds. According to their later accounts, something unusual appeared beyond a nearby field. Several of the pupils said they saw a large metallic object hovering close to the ground. The craft was described as silver or grey in colour, with a dome on top and what looked like landing legs beneath it. Some children even claimed that figures dressed in silver suits were standing near the object. Excited and frightened, the pupils ran back inside to tell their teachers what they had seen. At first, the story was treated with a mixture of amusement and scepticism. Children often share imaginative tales, especially after an exciting playground moment. However, the headmaster decided to investigate the situation more carefully. Rather than dismiss the reports outright, he spoke with the children individually and asked each one to draw the object they claimed to have seen. The results were unexpected. Although the children were interviewed separately, many of the drawings showed striking similarities. Most depicted a domed craft with a rounded top and a broad base. Some illustrations included small figures or shapes around the craft, while others focused entirely on the unusual vehicle itself. The resemblance between the sketches surprised the teachers and soon attracted wider attention once the story spread beyond the school. Word of the encounter travelled quickly through the village and surrounding communities. In a small place like Broadhaven, unusual news rarely remains local for long. Within days, the story had reached local newspapers, and journalists began arriving to interview the children and their families. What might have remained a curious playground tale soon became a regional sensation. The children's account might have faded into obscurity if it had been the only report. Instead, other residents in the area began sharing their own experiences of strange objects in the sky. One of the most widely discussed accounts came from a local hotel owner named James Coombs. Coombs claimed that around the same time as the school sighting, he had encountered something extraordinary while driving along a country road near the village. According to his story, he noticed a large cigar-shaped craft hovering silently above a field. The object appeared to glow faintly, and Coombs said he watched in astonishment as it descended closer to the ground. He later claimed to have seen humanoid figures emerge from the craft, dressed in protective-looking suits. The experience reportedly left him shaken, and he quickly left the area. As more people came forward, reports of unusual lights and objects began to accumulate across the region. One local resident described driving along a narrow rural road when they noticed a large object positioned low over a nearby field. The object was said to be metallic in appearance and unusually quiet, hovering without the sound typically associated with aircraft. The witness reportedly slowed their vehicle to watch it for several moments before the object moved away at speed, disappearing from view in a manner that the observer later described as abrupt and unnatural. Another account came from a resident who claimed to have seen a strange craft while walking near farmland outside the village. According to the description given later to investigators, the object appeared to be dome-shaped with a wide base and a darker section along its underside. The witness reported that the craft seemed to remain motionless for a short time before rising vertically and drifting away across the countryside. What stood out most for the observer was the silence of the object. Even as it moved away, there was no obvious engine noise or rotor sound, something that the witness insisted would have been noticeable in the otherwise quiet rural setting. Additional reports from adults across the wider Pembrokeshire area describe bright lights moving slowly through the sky during the same period in 1977. Some residents claimed the lights appeared to hover before accelerating suddenly, while others said they watched objects glide across the coastline and out toward the sea. Although these sightings varied in detail, they shared certain similarities with the reports from Broadhaven itself, particularly the descriptions of smooth, silent movement and unusual shapes. Together, these adult accounts helped reinforce the sense that the schoolyard sighting may have been part of a broader cluster of unexplained aerial observations across West Wales. Because so many sightings seemed to cluster within the same part of West Wales, researchers began to refer to the area as the Welsh Triangle. The term was partly inspired by the famous Bermuda Triangle and reflected the sense that something unusual might be occurring across this relatively small region of Pembrokeshire. UFO investigators from across Britain travelled to the village to collect testimonies and examine the drawings made by the schoolchildren. Among those who looked into the case was the well-known UFO researcher Jenny Randalls. Randalls spent years studying UFO reports across the United Kingdom and took a particular interest in the Welsh sightings. The Broadhaven incident has proved difficult to explain completely. Unlike many UFO cases that involve a single witness or fleeting glimpse, this event featured multiple observers who reported similar experiences around the same time. The combination of children's testimony, adult sightings, and regional reports helped keep the mystery alive long after the initial excitement faded. Over the years, the story has been revisited in documentaries, books, and television programs exploring unexplained phenomena. The Broadhaven case retains an unusual character. The image of schoolchildren independently sketching similar craft remains one of the most memorable aspects of the story. For many people, those drawings represent a moment when imagination and unexplained experience intersected in a way that is difficult to dismiss entirely. Today, Broadhaven itself remains a peaceful seaside village. Visitors come for the sandy beach, coastal walks and sweeping views of the Atlantic, rather than for tales of extraterrestrial encounters. Yet the story of the 1977 sighting continues to be a part of local folklore. For residents and UFO enthusiasts alike, it is a reminder that even the quietest places can suddenly find themselves at the centre of an extraordinary mystery. Nearly half a century later, the questions raised by the Broadhaven UFO incident remain unanswered. Did a group of schoolchildren truly witness something unusual hovering near their playground? Were the adult sightings connected to the same event, or were they unrelated experiences shaped by the growing excitement surrounding the story? Whatever the truth may be, the incident has secured a permanent place in the history of British UFO folklore. This episode, I was talking about the Broadhaven UFO incident. A great way to support this podcast is to sign up to Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/alienUFO podcast. And if you want to check out my book, it's called Verified Near-Death Experiences. It's on Amazon. You can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. and thanks for listening.